just wanted more. Mistreated, babe. Trust in me, babe, and we'll find a new kind of world.
On 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service announcement from us teetotalers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, we're past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. It is 7:04 Eastern Daylight Time. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Great Lakes, and we'll build our own kind of love. Track originally released on the Claridge label, 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, New York in the 60s, Volume 2. Came out in 2002 on Gear Fab. Before that, Hangman of Fairfield County, and a track that was covered by the Liars at one point. What wasn't, but anyway, Stacy, a track originally released on the High Castle label in 1966. I got the compilation Hipsville 29 BC, came out in 1996 on Ralphie Boy. Oh, it came out on Cramden, so named because all the hits were crammed in. Before that, Juliet Greco, and a track that she released originally on Philips in France in 1963, and Striptease from the Vamps a Vampire, or Vampire compilation. Came out in 2014 on Ace, as songs of Chanteuse is singing the songs of Serge Gainsbourg. Anyway, the fun and games before that did The Grooviest Girl in the World. Came out in 1968 on Uni. And The Wheels from the compilation English Freak Beat Volume 4 and Call My Name, a track originally released on the Columbia label in the UK in 1966. Yes. Got 55 minutes to go. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And what? So much more. Oh, yeah. These are the Desperate Hours.
Let's move before they raise the pocket. a home.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours. On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Back me up this month, the Volcanes. A track called Moon Probe. actually a major label release. Came out in Capitol in 1964. I got it off the compilation Sleazy Surf, Exotic and Erotic Surf and Hard Rock Delights. Anyway, just heard the Yorkshires and Your Mine. I feel like I'm 13 again. And Your Mine. Get that off the compilation Highs and Mid-60s Volume 6. Originally released on the Westchester label in 1965. Before that, Don French did Goldilocks. Before that, Free with this week's song that everybody knows, and All Right Now, the single version, came out in 1970 on A&M. And the Diamond Rings kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with Which End Is Up. Track originally released on the Eastwood label in 1968. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Ohio in the 60s, Volume 2. Came out in 2005 on Gearfab. Anyway, want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and across the internets for that matter. All you got to do is make me a bumper. Throw me a bone. All you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all their possible combinations. And your name, stage name acceptable, your general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And hey, if you throw me another bone and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, you can instant message me over there with your ID. How's that? Well, anyway, let me get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I want you more than anything I ever had. Come on and hold me. Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Bye. when I need her, oh, she still thinks that I care.
And heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard a Nobleman, and she still thinks I love her from the compilation Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 5. Came out in 2001 on Backus Archives. The original release came out in Prism in 1965. That's Prism with an M. Flat, the Miracle Workers from 1985, their Inside Out LP came out in 1985 on Vox and 535. But since this show goes from 6 to 8, you know, didn't really matter when I played it. Anyways, Trio Sourire, my French, I took French 1 year in high school, and after that I gave up and took vocal classes. Anyway, Satisfaction, chilling. Mick Jagger was originally released on the Rustacano label in Canada in 1965. I got off the compilation, Ultra Chicks Volume 5. This is a superb series, by the way. You know, get them while you can. They're not, you know, not all that expensive to get. Anyway, before that, the Pussycat said, I Want Your Love, a major label release, actually. Came out in Columbia in 1965. And I get off the compilation, Girls in the Garage, Volume 11. And then the Flares kicked off this set, the next to last set of the evening, with Forever, track released in the Lando label in 1965. I got off the compilation, Psychedelic Unknowns, Volume 3. Came out in 1997 on the Scrap label. But anyway, listener thought that the Trio Sourire track was in Japanese. It's just off key. And I didn't bring any group sounds with me tonight. I didn't bring any group sounds. You're going to have to listen to dumb old Europeans and Americans the rest of the way. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours. Yeah.
Gloves. The man who commanded male fashion revolution. She said, "Sack, sack. So long, you sad sack. So long, you sad sack." So long, sad, sad. Right, right.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
As usual.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:57, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, water-cutters, and never-wars. From the 50s to the present day, my name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you how to play to put this thing out of its misery. Just heard Diane Renee, otherwise known, her real name, I think, was Renee Diane something or other. Anyway, Troublemaker. That's going out to those troublemakers in East Cambridge, Tony and Julie. It originally came out as a promo on MGM in 1965. I got off the compilation Girls on 45, Volume 3. Came out in 2014 on Teensville. Before that, Tracy Day and Marcy Blaine with Teenage Cleopatra. Came out in 1963 on Liberty. The Quarter Notes did Sukiyaki Rocky. Came out in 1959 on the Wiz label. And then the Fabulous Cyclones before that was Cyclone. Came out in 1960 on Bandbox. I got off of Jungle Exotica Volume 2. Came out in 1997 on Strip. Before that, Jennifer Lewis and Angela Strange did I've Heard It All Before. And I got that off the compilation Back Home and Beat Dream Bays Volume 3. It was originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1966. And the Dyaks, they were from Belgium, and So Long Sad Sack, a track released in the on the VDH label there in 1966. I got the compilation Digging for Gold Volume 3. Anyway, it's time for me to go. I'll be talking at you next week. As always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.